Well, now, the community of Ennis in County Clare came together this weekend to celebrate World Refugee Week. A party which was organised by the Clare Immigrant Support Centre was attended by older and newer refugees living in the town. Our reporter Sharon Lynch was there.
Celebrating their home away from home in Ennis, County Clare, on World Refugee Week. Emer O'Connor is from the Clare Immigrant Support Centre.
There has been a lot of controversy in Clare in recent times, and we want to show the good and the positive side of refugees and how they integrate in the community. There's a multitude of ethnicities here that are all out to have a good time. The children are all mixing, they're dancing, they're getting their face painted, you know, and we're going to have some prizes. So it's nice to give them a party day like today, because a lot of them are living in direct provision. They've come in from the outlying towns and villages, from some of the direct provision centres where the accommodation is tough. And, you know, we're the biggest accommodation crisis in the history of the state. It's not any different from refugees, you know. Contrary to popular opinion, those that are living in hotels are very crowded as well. They're not all in single bedrooms with en suites. It's far from it, you know. So it's nice to do something nice and just something to let them let their hair down and mix and meet other people then from their countries of origin as well when they come into Ennis.
Some people have been protesting in the county over the housing of asylum seekers at the Magowna House Hotel near Inch. Emer feels more education is needed.
Most people in Clare are extremely welcoming to refugees, and I think those that aren't are often suffer from misinformation, and there's an education piece I think that needs to be done for the wider community to enlighten them, if you like, and explain why people are here, particularly around the IPA applicants, to explain why they're here, how they've arrived in the country, because, you know, the crowd that don't welcome refugees in Clare are a minority, and I think it's an education piece that really needs to happen. When you're dealing with the IPA applicants in particular, nobody knows the trauma that they have faced either in getting here or in their countries of origin before they set off. What happened in Greece during the week was just horrendous, and, you know, really it could have been prevented, which is the really sad part about it.
But the name of this song, it's Ukraina, це ти. Ukraina, it is you. So it's about Ukraine, about our country, about our hearts, about our hope to victory. So it's about us.
That's Irina from Kyiv. She's been in Ireland for over a year now and has since opened a dance studio in Ennis for children.
My own personal story. In Ukraine, I had IT business. Now I'm still having medical business because my husband, he is a surgeon. Now he in Ukraine and he's working in a hospital. He helping for Ukrainian military guy. And it's like our part in volunteer for Ukrainian. And now my family, without my husband here, me, my daughter, my mom, my sister, we all together here. So our men in Ukraine, they still there, and they help every day to make victory near.
As they showcased their food, talents and musicality, these people reflected on their experience of settling in Ireland.
It was hard at the beginning, to be honest, but then it was really good to be with this community and how they welcomed you and how they are friendly with you. You never see like yourself, you are a different person, you're different kind of like culture or something. Yeah, they feel like they make you feel like you're part of us.
We came here to Ireland 2016. Yeah, we find it nice, like, you know, Irish people, very friendly, like. And I found a job like 2017, I'm still working, doing my job, like, you know, Irish people, very friendly. I like it.
So when I moved in here, it was hard because you don't know anybody. But I had an experience. I have opportunity to go to school. I studied community health in Ennis Community College. So I studied community health services, FITAC level 5. Through that, I can work. So since then, I've been working what I like because, you know, when you're in a country, and where you stay, people love you, people surround you with love and care, they've been supportive. So I do that course so that I'll be able to give my help to people, because I like to be caring for people. So I'm now an healthcare assistant.
It was definitely difficult, like coming from a country, moving from country to another, especially like we hadn't English at all, and English is the second language. So it was difficult, yeah, definitely.
To actually flee, you know, and I find myself in Ireland, which is great. And you know, when I actually arrived in Ireland in 2002, you know. So here, and moving down to Ireland, having to be in direct provision for about 3 years, you know. And you know, then Ireland was just in the face of seeing different people. No, they don't really, I mean, we're just getting used to it. Ireland is just getting used to seeing different people. So it was a bit challenging at that time. But gradually, you know, things has changed. Like now you agree with me that there's so many faces, you know.
The Mayor of Ennis, Councillor Anne Norton, says the community will always remain open to refugees.
It is such a pity that we have been featured in a negative way, but I think something like today is showing that the community are open, that we have always been a very caring community, and that people are always welcome. We need to be an open community and welcome people. We have immigrated for many, many years, and we wanted people to open their arms for us, and now we have to return that to people that are coming from other countries.
And that was the Mayor of Ennis, Councillor Anne Norton, speaking to our reporter Sharon Lynch. Well, coming up after the break, we'll be finding out about Team Ireland's hopes at the Special Olympics in Berlin.